Okay, well, if you're anything at all like me, you know, like you're sort of fascinated with old things and nostalgia and all that, make sure you regularly check out the official BBC Archive. They've got their own page on the BBC website, bbc.co.uk/archive. And there's all kinds of things here. You can spend hours here. A lot of the sort of clips, videos and things, we can't see because we're in Spain. But because we're going to be in England next week, we are making a little note in our to-do list to check out the BBC Archive page when we are in the UK. Because they have all kinds of clips and videos and things which you should have a look at if you have the time. But it will take you a long time. A lot of collections and things can be found there. I'm looking here at the collection of the week. Van Gogh, or Van Gogh, however you pronounce that name. It's one of those names never quite get right. And I didn't know an awful lot about him until I saw the episode in Doctor Who. And now, whenever I see his paintings, I go, oh, that's where he was in the house, or that was where he was in the cafe at the start, when he was slightly intoxicated, or whatever happens to be. You can watch the episode of Doctor Who. It's amazing how educational these things are, you know. So anyway, there's a collection there, but there are many other collections which you can find on the BBC Archive page. And if you are a regular listener to these audio boos, I'm sure you've listened to previous programs where we do mention various things. And I've said in particular, I'm looking for more Blue Peter, quite frankly. I don't think it's requested as much as it should be. Blue Peter, yes, good old Blue Peter. Before they move to Media City in the outskirts of Manchester, I think it's worth watching all the old clips, quite frankly. And I believe they do have lots of clips. They have lots of things from there's one here. Blue Peter, Van Gogh's centenary, broadcast 1990, 10 minutes. That's what I mean. Look at this one here, The Late Show, Van Gogh, 7 minutes. There's a bit of a Van Gogh theme going on here, I think. There's one here, 2 minutes, 29 minutes. Rolf on Art, Van Gogh. You know, if you like Van Gogh, you're in luck here, because there's all kinds of things here. And the point is, there's like 20 minutes here, and 30 minutes there, and 40 minutes there. If you add them up, I mean, we're talking hours and hours and hours of content here for you to look at. And that's just the one collection. If I click on here, collections, all kinds of things. It's all broken nice and neatly into different collections. Art and artists, books and writers, broadcasting and performing arts, some Doctor Who stuff there, and a really cute picture of Gordon the Gopher there. Yes, there's William Hartnell, a colour picture there of him. The genesis of Doctor Who. Business and finance and industry, cultural heritage, events, looking at the survivors of the Titanic, family and lifestyle, includes marriage in the 50s and 60s, from wedding vows to happily ever after, all kinds of things, locations, looking at the British landscape from the air, nature and environment, Attenborough's there, politics and government, celebrating the world-famous clock tower, referred to as Big Ben, and Margaret Thatcher, from MP to PM, all kinds of things. And these are all collections. You click on any of them, and they all have lots of links. Look, 20 minutes, 36 minutes. We are talking, literally, seriously, hours and hours of content. So if you have an opportunity, you have some hours to spare, check out the official BBC Archive page, bbc.co.uk/archive, and have a look. I can't until next week, but you know, I'm sort of passing on the info to you, so you can do it now if you so wish. But I'm particularly looking forward to, I've lost it now, hang on. Yeah, the BBC story from its beginnings in 1922 to today. Discover the history of the BBC. I like that. If you love history and the history of television and all that sort of business, check out the official archive page now, which is put together by the official archive of the BBC. bbc.co.uk/archive. And you can, if you watch any of those clips, we'd love to hear from you what your opinion is. Drop us a line on the old Twitter-rooney, twitter.com/englishradio.